Psalm 48, counting the towers, trusting the God beyond them. Psalm 48 is the third great note in this cluster of psalms. Psalm 46 gave us the fortress. Psalm 47 gave us the king over all the earth. Psalm 48 gives us the city of that king. But this is not mere civic pride. It is something far stranger. Jerusalem was not the tallest mountain in the world, or even in the region. Yet the psalm calls Zion the joy of all the earth. That is not geography. It is theology. Beauty in scripture is often not where height is greatest, but where God is near. One phrase carries a hidden edge that many Western readers miss. Zion is described with words that can mean in the far north, Yaket to Zaphon. Many scholars hear here an intentional echo of Mount Zaphon, the mythical mountain of the gods in Canaanite thought, especially the seat of Baal. If so, the psalm is doing holy mockery. It is saying, the true mountain of divine rule is not where the nations imagined. The true throne of heaven's king is where the living God chooses to dwell. God does not merely defeat idols, he takes over their symbols. That helps explain the psalm's astonishment when kings gather, see, and flee. This may reflect a deliverance like the Assyrian crisis in the days of Hezekiah, see 2 Kings 19. Archaeology deepens the terror behind the poetry. The reliefs from Lachish show what Assyria did to conquered cities: fire, impalement, exile. Jerusalem survived what others did not. So this is not inflated nationalism. It is shocked gratitude. Inesindinach. And notice where the psalm goes next. Within your temple, O God, we meditate on your unfailing love. New International Version. That word is hesed, covenant love, loyal mercy. After crisis, Israel does not only count survivors or repair walls, she interprets history in the presence of God. As we have heard, so we have seen. In other words, the faith of the fathers has become the testimony of the children. Then comes the command to walk around Zion and count her towers. Why? Not because stone saves. Those towers wouldn't stand forever. Calvin was right to warn against attaching faith to buildings. But scripture is not embarrassed by stones either. Biblical faith happens in public history. It leaves marks in geography. You can walk it, touch it, teach it to the next generation. And then the psalm turns one last time from towers to guidance. This God is our God forever and ever. The closing Hebrew may even suggest he will guide us through death or beyond death. That is the deepest comfort in the psalm. The God who guards cities also escorts souls. Augustine saw in Zion the outline of the city of God, finally fulfilled not in one ridge of Jerusalem, but in the people of Christ and at last in the new creation, Hebrews 12:22-24, Revelation 21:2-3. So count the towers, yes. Remember the mercies, but do not stop there. The real refuge is not around you, it is the God who goes before you. Suggested cross-references, 2 Kings 19:32-35, Isaiah 2:2-4, Hebrews 12:22-24, Matthew 5:35, Revelation 21:2-3. Hymn suggestion, glorious things of thee are spoken. Prayer. Lord God, make us faithful rememberers of your mercy. Teach us to read our history in the light of your covenant love. Keep us from trusting invisible strengths, yet help us notice every trace of your faithfulness. And when our towers fail, guide us still, through fear, through change, and even through death, until we dwell in your everlasting city. Amen.